Blog Talk Radio.
In sight, frolic, on the air, live, with my music.
Oh, okay, hang on. 1 minute, it's still spinning.
Brought to you by the Big East, the key to rescue. Tuckahoe,
yay.
New Jersey. 609-388-7004. Be quiet when I'm doing the commercial. Friendly philosopher. Play it.
It's
rip it.
Hitting. I did. It's circling. That's blog. 100% blog for you. Here it is. Now I can't hear it. Oh, God.
All right, now be quiet. One more time. Get it right. 3, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Now, well, we all know you can count.
Yeah,
so this is your disabled friendly philosopher. On the air with degravation, aggravation, education, and impolimation. Now, what does that mean?
What does that
mean? I don't
mean?
Know. Well, what a world we live in. Did you hear some of that? Keep playing that music there, Doc.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Did you hear some of the news?
Yeah.
You know, some of the news is a lot of double talk.
Yes.
They let China buy a whole bunch of land out in the Dakotas.
Okay.
And now they're worried that China's going to do things. That they're going to interfere with our nationality security.
What's
well, why'd they let them buy the land?
That's right.
You know, this world is back ways, ass ways. And front ways, back ways.
Uh-oh.
This government does things that is stupid.
Yes. It's getting more often.
How are we going to smarten up this government?
I don't know.
I'll tell you how. Get rid of all politicians.
There you go.
Put regular people.
Right.
Put regular people in the White House.
Sounds good.
And in the legislation. Why don't they just use regular people? Politicians are all played out.
That's right. Now you got
a bunch of morons. Most of them are bona fide morons.
Oh,
that's
those are really
worse.
Good. Yeah. Now, here's a question.
All right, in
the
sight. And we got a good show for you tonight.
Oh, okay. Hear me? Okay.
Louie will be here later.
Mm-hmm.
And, going to get him to do a good imitation of Satchmo.
Yeah.
We're going to tell you about Jimmy Dinigan with his fight with Kenneth Randall. Oh, Jimmy liked to fight.
He
was a fighter, all right.
You think he's
and
a fighter?
Let's see, we're going to have maybe a little Lauren Hardy. We'll have the Honeymooners coming up.
Yeah. Yep.
And whatever else falls into place. You ever see people walk? You know, you could learn a lot from watching people's feet.
Really?
You ever watch people's feet?
Yeah, when I was a kid.
You can learn. Will you be quiet, please? You can learn how people think by the way they walk, or how they don't think by the way they walk. And you could learn how much stress they got.
Really?
By the way they walk. You know, most people walk too fast.
Mm.
Oh, they run really? Like maniacs. You should see them, man. Scurry, mm. hurry, scurry. They think they're squirrels. Well, they're not squirrels. They're supposed to be people. My brother was telling me that he watches people walk. And how most people rush when they walk.
My husband, yeah.
They don't know how to walk slow. Take it easy, you know.
Yeah.
Especially when you get this heat, you're supposed to have a heat wave. A guy said it's going to be a heat wave until 8 o'clock evening Sunday. And then
evening
he says,
Sunday.
But Sunday's going to be in the 90s, too.
Oh, geez.
That doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't.
I thought it was going to be over by Sunday.
No. When they mess up on the weather, that means it's around longer, and it's around. Well, mostly on, these degree differences between, you know, very, very hot and mildly hot.
You can't believe the weather people.
That's true.
They're just
another
boxed up science that doesn't
That's
know
true.
What they're talking about. Now, how
That's
come
true.
They never talk about this time of year?
Yeah.
The normal temperature, so they say, supposed to be 78 degrees.
Nice.
It hasn't been 78 degrees for days now. You know? But the politicians... Hey, how come the politicians don't do anything about that? What are they going to do?
I don't know.
Why don't they just go outside and blow? Will you cut that out? Well, I tell you, folks... You can't trust politicians. I went to a shindig today, gave a little speech, and this politician got up, I don't even know his name, and he said two words.
Oh, no.
And he ran away. He didn't want nobody to question him, see? He ran down the road and got in his car, and that was it.
That was it. He didn't come back yet.
And he hardly said two words. Least Insight gave a meaningful speech. Words. How are we going to get rid of these damn nursing homes?
Simple.
All right, Insight. Give me some Honeymoon music if you got it.
Okay.
Hanging around there.
Yeah.
Hang around.
It might think about.
Well, there it is, Norton. The doctor's report.
Yeah, I hope you're all right, Ralph. Where's it hurt?
Oh, it doesn't hurt. I just sit around and mope. Don't feel like doing anything.
Well, I hope the report is good, because I want you to be all right in Alabama.
I hope there's a little something wrong with me. I'd like to lay off for a while, you know. Hey, get a load of this. I am sending you this report in secret because you said you don't want your husband to know. A condition of arterial monocomium exists. It's a rare disease that usually only affects boxers. There's not much he can do about it. His hair will fall out. Spend most of his time by the stove. I've enclosed some pills. Give him one a day and a saucer of warm milk. And if we're lucky, he'll live 6 months. Well, there it is, Norton. In 6 months, I'm gone. What am I going to do, Norton? What are you getting all excited about, Ralph? These doctors, you know, they're stupid. They're not always right. A friend of mine went to the doctor there, and he said, the doctor said, you only got 6 months to live. Boy, did he make a monkey out of that doctor. Yeah, and what happened? He lived 8 months. Oh, what difference does it make? 6 months, 8 months?
Yeah.
Saucer of warm milk with a pill. Hair starts falling out. Norton, am I going bald? There's nothing I can tell, Ralph, but you never know for tomorrow. Oh, shut up. Arterial monochromium. I never heard of that, did you? Well, there's a fellow, a friend of mine I work with in the sewer, and he had arterial monochromium. That must be the opposite of arterial monochromium. Will you stop that? What am I going to do, Nort? Wait a minute. I got an idea. What about poor Alice? She'll be left nothing with nothing. Wait a minute. Why don't you sell your body to science, Ralph? Pay by the pound, you'll be left a millionaire. Oh, shut up. Wait a minute. I got another idea. This magazine, see, that they buy stories. Buy stories? Yeah. This story's got to be worth at least $10,000, you know.
Nice.
Dying and all that, and 6 months to live, and you don't want the money for yourself, you want it for your wife.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's a good idea, Norton.
Yeah.
I'm going to go down to that magazine first thing. No, you don't understand, fellas. I don't want the money for myself. I want it for my wife, see? I got nothing to leave her. I'm dying in 6 months. Well, we can't use your story, Mr. Crandon. But please. Look what it says. It's the doctor's report, see? Look at what it says here. Hey, Joe, look at this. His tongue will turn. When his tongue turns blue, we can do a color spread. Look at that. His hair's going to fall out. Maybe we can get a wig sponsor and make money on it. Well, Mr. Crandon, we're going to do your story up until the day you drop dead. Ralph boy there, did you get the money there? Yeah, I got the money. Put it in the bank for Alice.
Ralph, where's that? Did you get a doctor's report?
I wasn't going to tell you, Alice. But sit down. You're looking at a man who only has 6 months to live.
What? What are you talking about?
Don't believe me. Don't believe me. Here it is. Right here in the report. Well, aren't you the merry widow?
Now, that report's not about you. It's about Ginger, Mom's dog.
Dog? You mean I'm not going to die in 6 months?
No.
You mean I don't have to take my saucer of milk with a pill? My hair's not going to fall out?
No. Ralph, oh, where's that smelling salt?
Ralph, no, the poor boy didn't even last the 6 months. He didn't even last the 6 months. Well, Ralph, too late now. He must be entering the pearly gates. By now, they're tearing down part of the wall to let him in. No more will you wear this little hat and drive the bus. From now on, it'll be step to the rear of the Paradise Express. No more will you wear these little socks. No more will you wear these little pants.
Yeah, this bone wrap.
Pants. The pants stretch halfway across the stage.
Yeah.
Ralph, you're alive. Come on, I'm alive. I'm not going to die. You mean never? I don't mean never. I mean 6 months. What am I going to do, Norton? They find out I took that money under false pretenses, I can get 20 years. I gotta think.
Oh, don't think, Ralph. Don't think. Because if you think, you're only going to get in trouble.
You hear that? I'm only going to get in trouble. I got a choice of dying in 6 months or going to prison, and she says I'm only going to get in trouble. What am I going to do, Norton? Wait a minute, Ralph. Don't touch me. I'm sterile.
What?
I'm the doctor that can cure arterial monocomia.
I can see him going with all his get-up, you know.
All right, in a sight.
Going.
And, brought to you by the Kennedy Realty. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good info on the subject. Kennedy Realty, they say all of the mortgages are going up.
You're right.
Well, I don't know. Ask Mr. Kennedy. He would know.
He's good.
631-888-1186, Kennedy Realty. On the housing situation. Tell him you heard about it here on InterSight.
Yeah.
And the Big East, the key to rescue, 609-388-7004. Or you click in Big East, the key to rescue at Verizon.net for the email. Adopt an Akita. All right, in a sight on the frolics. Hey, you need dog food, cat food? Call my buddy Gary. Nobody starves on Long Island. That's the name of the operation.
Yep.
Dog food, cat food, medical, when he's able to do that.
Yep.
Let's see, phone number, 631-484-3085. Tell him you heard about it here on Inner Sight. And Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight phone number, 631-224-3090. I want to thank my buddy in California, Shane Snyder, for helping us with Miss Lewis's campaign. And we're going to work on giving her an award.
Which is great.
All right, let's see. What else we got? Inner Sight, around the world. Hey, you want to have some fun and learn how to protect yourself? You want to scare your mother-in-law?
Uh-oh.
Go to the
no.
Third Eye Insight. Wait, I gotta get the phone number there. Third Eye Insight.
Let me see.
Evan Fernandez.
Yeah.
On the Third Eye Insight and learn some self-defense.
Oh yeah, he's really good. I wouldn't want to be on the receiving
end. I got a good idea. We ought to teach.
What?
Send Devin into the nursing home to teach self-defense.
That's
all
a good
residents.
Idea. We all have to come to him to help
learn
him.
Self-defense.
Yes, they will.
What?
Or at least
you won't change my diaper, you son of a bitch. Boom.
That's what you're going to do, okay. They'll run from you.
Self-defense in the nursing home.
That's
what
That's
we
cool.
need, world.
Man.
Third Eye Insight.
Okay.
631-445-3464. Again, 631-445-3464. Third Eye Insight. And, you know, learn how to protect yourself. What else we got? Oh, Baja Monday is a civil rights lawyer. 516-783-9662. And don't pay attention to the way he talks, because when he goes to court, he takes out his mouthpiece.
Uh-oh. His mouthpiece.
The judge can't stand it. Remember one time when he went to court,
yes.
The judge had to say to his clerk, give me a peppermint, fiddle my stomach. And Baja Monday said, and the judge says,
God,
what did you say? And he
goes,
and the judge says, what? I don't know what you're talking about, Mr. Baja Monday.
Yeah.
And the clerk came along and said, Mr. Baja, open your mouth, please. You forgot to take out your mouth, please.
Oh, his loose spinning dentures, like mine.
He took it out, and he talked normal. If you call that normal, I don't know.
I don't know. It's
all beautiful. Right, in a sight. I want to thank Suffolk Bus Corp, and it was a great surprise today meeting John Corrado at Silo.
That was cool.
And Ray Grimaldi and all my buddies.
Yeah, whole crew.
And a speedy get well wish to Tommy McAtee. I heard he had some kind of a problem. I had a call tomorrow.
Yeah.
See how he's doing.
Yeah,
all right. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. What else we got? We thank all our friends. Silo, Suffolk Independent. Suffolk Independent Living Organization. 631-880-7929. I thank Joe Delgado for his help with this nursing home project.
Yeah, it's great.
It's an uphill fight.
Yeah, it is.
But we're determined. We're more in shape than the people who are able-bodied, because we fight it every day.
Yeah, I think. Yeah,
and
we certainly are. We're trying to.
We're going
to
do it.
Yeah.
Abel Angela helping us.
That's what's going to happen.
Get that Abel news out there. You got it?
Yeah, okay, hold on.
Able News. Thank you, Miss Angela, yeah. Melanie. Appreciate your help.
Here it comes. And then Louie after that.
Able News.
I can get it. Oh, darn it. It's not calling Frank. I'll just do it. ABLE is a newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. You served the disabled community for many long years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has where you could get your prescription for free. Not prescription, it's subscription.
Subscription.
For free. Yeah, it's not coming out today. You can get your subscription, there you go. if you just, you know, log on to ablenews.com and get that free subscription. Thank you.
All right, inside, thank you, Angela, for the revised ad. Look for the revised ad now. And it says it right in the ad, turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. So check it out and go to change.org and sign that petition. We got to get names on that thing.
Yeah, we do.
Inner Sight, coming up, Jimmy Dinigan
with
the
Louis?
Big fight in school. And what else? Oh, we have time. We'll
Louis.
Do...
Louis's on.
We'll do... Stop interrupting me. We'll do Gabriel with the wheelbarrow. His new venture, new entrepreneur business with the wheelbarrow. All right, Inside 826, New York. And we're going to get Louis to lip on. Is Louis still on the line?
Yes.
Let's get Louis on.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get Louis live on Inside. Louis live.
I'm trying. Been
Louis
telling you I've been
live.
Trying. I wish it would work right now. I was trying to tell you it wasn't working.
All right. All kinds of technical stuff going on with these stupid computers.
Yeah, I'm trying. I keep hitting it. It's not going. Oh, wait. Hold on. I just got an error. This site cannot be reached. Okay? So, and there's not, let's see, too long in responding, so it cannot be reached. I got to wait. Not long, but.
What cannot be reached?
Just wait. The site. It's timed out, Frank. Yes.
What
you go to our website for a Blog Talk Radio. Okay, and then you log in, and this actually kicked us out, literally, for the online thing. I'm going to try logging in again, okay?
Wait a minute, we go to our website?
No, sorry.
Our website.
I know. Our blog profile, that's the best way to say it.
Oh,
the
Blog Talk Radio, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you
I
had Louis on the board, you said.
Yeah, had everybody on the board.
Where'd he
Hold
go?
On. I don't know. I can't engage a lot of the buttons on. They take a while to open. So right now, studio, I cannot get to. Oh, wait.
Hey, Louis, come back. Dial back in.
No, I could get him. I could get him. Louis, wait.
He's got to dial back in.
No, I got him.
He cut him off.
Oh, no, somebody just, he's following your command. I had him open. Oh, darn. All right, I'll wait.
Following me? I told him to dial back in.
Yeah, he's following what you said.
All right, so let him dial back in. All right, Inner Sight, Frolics, and, yeah, a lot of crazy stuff in the world. I heard that the Russians... Turn the gas back on.
Oh, great.
So now President Biden can make his oatmeal.
Woo!
Yeah,
so he
put oatmeal with cherries.
Cherries.
And strawberries and blueberries and all that.
Sounds all delicious.
So, I don't know. I guess
cinnamon
the Russians, maybe they like Joe. I don't know. They gave him back his oatmeal.
Oh, they gave him back his oatmeal.
We wish Joe well. I heard he got ill.
Yeah, he's COVID positive.
He's got the
supercar or whatever you call it.
Saudi Arabia version of it.
Oh,
that's where he went.
That's it.
He went over there.
And then they gave it. Yeah, they gave it to him. And
yeah,
then he came back home.
Hope nobody slipped him a Mickey.
Nah, he's only got the one that's.
Why do they call
one.
It a Mickey? Why? How come it's not a Joey or a Frankie
or a Joey? A Frank? I don't know. Maybe a lot of Mickeys slipped.
Mickey.
Too many stuff in people's drinks. I don't know. Sorry,
he went
Mickey.
Over there. They might have slipped
there.
Him a Mickey virus.
There
all right,
go.
We got Dinigan coming up. Where's Lou?
He is somewhere in Never Never Land. Yeah, you told
right.
him to call again, and he didn't.
We'll, yeah. I'm gonna do the Dinigan. Yeah. So. Or Jimmy used to start fights, you know, and he came in one day to the school, and this kid, Kenneth Randall, he was a cool black guy, nice, I liked him, we got along good, and he couldn't stand it when Jimmy started with that stupid song, you know, you know, the Pale Ginger Ale.
Right.
So one day, Jimmy comes in late, and he dropped his lunchbox on the floor. and the lunchbox opened. And all over the floor goes a peanut butter sandwich
Aww.
With jelly. And Jimmy starts,
you mean that peanut butter jelly? I don't like that. I told my mother not to give me that. And he starts, peanut ginger ale, pumps in the glass, if you
oh
don't like it, jump it up your ass, you know, and the teacher says, Jimmy, cut that out and sit down. Clean up that mess.
and then Kenny gets up, Kenny Randolph. He says, hey, man, you don't clean up that mess, I'm going to rub your face in it. Jimmy,
you're my friend punching your mouth, Kenny.
they can just imagine, if you could, two blind guys trying to find each other. They were both partial, but almost totally blind. Two blind guys trying to find each other. Come here, Jimmy. Where you at? Come here.
Where are you, Kenny? Get over here. Jimmy, cut that out.
And Miss Ma's freaking out. And they grab a hold of each other, and they start wrestling on the floor.
Oh my God!
And Jimmy goes
like that,
like a whining.
Let me go, Kenny. Let me go.
Kenny lets him go, and then Jimmy punches him in the mouth, and Kenny starts. His mouth swells up.
Oh, no.
He didn't come to school the next day. His mouth got all swollen. He's bleeding.
Oh, God, he's probably
bad. McElroy gets up and he says, Kenny, your lip's bleeding. Oh, shut up, Joe, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'll never forget it. And they Miss Ma says,
I can't send you both down to the principal at once. Jimmy, you go. Get down to Mr. Kramer's office right now.
And you know, my pants find jelly all over the floor.
He all wanted
so he
to
goes down to
so he would shut up.
Kramer.
Yeah.
He goes down to Kramer and knocks on the door, you know.
Mr. Kramer, help me. What do you want? What happened? You got any peanut butter and jelly? I want a sandwich.
I don't have any sandwiches here. Go to the cafeteria.
I'm not allowed. I don't have a pass.
Oh, my God.
Come in.
Why are you all beshuttled? Why are you... What happened to your clothes?
Kenny Randall hit me.
Kenneth Randall... What did you do to him?
Oh, I ain't doing nothing. I'm a good boy. I ain't mean no clothes. He hit me. He called me a dirty name. And he hit me. He said... He said he's going to rub my face in peanut butter and jelly.
Where's my pills?
Oh, I ain't got to take a pill, Mr. Kramer. What kind of pill is that? Can I have one? No!
You wanted to take Kramer's pills?
I know. Woo! And he said, no.
Kramer takes the pill. I have to call my doctor. He goes, my pill's not working. Why isn't it working?
No, Mr. Kramer. What can I do to help? To help you?
Get out of here. So he throws him out. He goes back up to the class. And, oh, man, what a riot.
That's a crazy act. My goodness.
And in the meantime, Kenny had to be sent home because he had a fat lip and his lip was bleeding.
Aw, he probably stitched it. One stitch.
Oh, man. He has to go to the nurse. And, you know, you got to report to the nurse.
Yeah.
And then you go home.
Oh, I had a fight with a sixth grader. He came in and
a fight with who?
A sixth grader. I was only a second grader.
Oh, sixth grader. Oh.
I was feisty. What can I tell you?
Did you have to go to the nurse?
Yeah, because all the sand that he blew in my face, because I couldn't see him on that one angle. My parents tried real hard getting me to good eye doctors, but it didn't quite help my damn vision. Anyway, I was, you know, going, you know, on the playground. And I saw the sandbox, and I love building sandcastles. Well, somebody took their lovely feet and did from the baseball team, the third grade baseball team was there, so I'm looking around to see who the heck did this with my eyes half closed with all sand in them. I couldn't close my eyes.
Third grade baseball. How old were these kids?
I was only, let me see, I think six. Yeah.
Who plays baseball in third grade? I never heard of that.
Yeah, Long Island is too.
That's kind of weird.
They have baseball. They have them legal. Not legal eagles. I forgot the name that they had them. It's
too
a small,
little.
I'm sorry?
How old are they? At third
about
grade?
Six,
you're not,
seven, around there.
Wow, that's kind of young to play baseball.
Well, they have.
But anyway,
what did you do?
Fall in the sand?
No, I just sat there building my thing, and the kid slid into it like it was, you know, sand for the, you know, home run or whatever, or the pitcher's mound.
Oh, they knocked it down.
Yeah, they knocked it down, really badly, all over my face and my hair. That's why I got real upset. So I took my metal lunchbox, and I just threw it up in the air, and guess where it landed? Right on the guy's head. So he was unconscious. I had no eyes to see, and this was supposed to go to the principal's office. I get to the principal's office, and I'm only a little kid, so I start to cry. Why you want me here? I'm never in trouble with the principal's office. My mother and father are going to kill me, is what I said. So, of course, they said, because you were fighting a sixth grader, but we don't blame you. But we need to
know
the punishment.
Weren't lunchboxes cool?
I loved them. They
were
so
cool. Walk around
the
lunchbox?
Yeah. You were happy. They didn't have the stupid plastic ones as they do now. They have no shape to them. They do have one shape.
I used to have a metal lunchbox.
Me too.
It was metal with a snapper on it, a snap lock.
Oh, yeah. That's a nice one, then.
All right, is Louie back on the line?
Let me check. Yes, over here without the arrow. Looks like he had some trouble, but I will let him on. Here he comes.
Louie the Lip, live on Insights.
Hey, Louie.
Hi, Suzanne.
How you doing, Louie?
Yeah, last Friday, you were cut off the phone last Friday.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Hey, Louie, how you doing?
Here, Louie. How you doing?
Hey, I got a birthday Tuesday.
Oh, your birthday?
Birthday. Oh.
Yay. Tuesday.
July 26th, my birthday.
All right, we won't forget it.
Well, we'll
yeah.
have to sing
we'll
happy,
sing
birthday
happy birthday.
To you.
Exactly.
When you call in.
Yep.
Yeah, so how old are you going to be?
64 years old.
Oh, God bless.
64?
Really?
Yeah, you're
an old
man.
Man, you're getting old.
Yeah.
Wow. For my birthday, I want a cane and I want a wheelchair.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I want a cane.
Well,
I need
if you
a
get
cane.
A cane, you could get a walking cane. They have these walking canes that are not really medical looking, but you could get them to use to walk around, like on a cliff or something.
Mm-hmm.
What, are you going to hop down the street like a bunny rabbit?
Yes, this is Larry Rivera talking, Richard. Rosanna, then, talking to Frank Perino.
Okay.
Right?
Got it.
And I told my friend of mine, I'm pretending I'm Rosanna Dana.
No.
And meanwhile, I know Buffy Casalvo, she's cracking her funny bone. I have a lot of fun on the ringing.
Yeah, why don't you dress up like a rabbit and make believe you're Rosanna Dana? Funny rabbit. Hop down the street with a cane. Go in the bathroom.
Go in the bathroom?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Sneaking, you know, if you were a rabbit, you could sneak in the ladies' bathroom and they wouldn't know it.
Yeah.
Oh, what a cute rabbit. Look how cute it is, Gertie. Don't touch that rabbit. You don't know what it is.
Yeah,
that's
true.
Yeah, Louie could dress up like a rabbit.
A rabbit.
Hey,
Louie,
what are you
going to
do for your birthday?
For my birthday, I'm going to sing a song called Look at Me.
Oh.
I know some glad on the kin of the tree. And I'm so clean and so a clown. I get to half of my feet, and I'm too messy. I'm giving you the love drops.
Oh. Don't ask me to sing.
It's a birthday song?
I could sing a happy birthday. Maybe. But very bland. Ask Perino for...
Yeah,
any,
so listen, what's up with Connie and Chrissy lately. You watch the show? Lou, you there?
I talked to Connie and Christy.
Oh, you did, huh?
You did? Okay, what'd you say?
What'd you say to them?
I didn't get an Instagram from Connie and Chrissy. Suzanne, try to find her. They're out of commission.
Oh, are they okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I was flirting with that with Connie and Chrissy, you know.
Yeah, we know.
Try to call them for your birthday.
No,
yeah.
I watch tomorrow night on Public Access.
Oh, good. You're allowed
to
fool him?
Yeah, I'm not fooling.
Okay.
Hey, Frank Perino, can you get me a cane for my birthday?
Hello?
Hello,
what kind
Mom?
Of cane
hello,
do you want?
Say hello to my mother.
Oh, hi. How are you, sir? How you doing?
Hey, Mom. How you doing? It's a woman, too.
A woman, too? Oh, how wonderful.
This is Jeannie Rivera.
Oh, this
Hi,
is
Jeannie
a mom.
Rivera. How are you?
How's everybody doing? Okay?
Good.
Okay.
Yeah, we're
right,
good. How are you?
Hanging in.
Mama Rivera?
Best we can. Yeah. It's nice to hear your voices, everybody.
Nice
all
to have
right,
you on our
help.
Show.
And
yes,
I'm going to one
what
of
an
these
honor.
Days. All righty. I'm going to get off the phone now, okay, darling? Okay, have a good night, all of you.
Okay?
Okay?
Thank you.
Okay,
you
bye-bye.
Too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Well, that was a surprise.
Yes, it was.
Hey, Lou, you still there?
Oh, I just put me on.
Jeannie, that's my father's wife.
That's great.
Yeah. I kind of figured that out, you know.
Yeah, we both figured it out.
Hey,
it's
Louie,
okay.
Give us your big song, you know, like you did the other night, the Satchmo, the Saints Go Marching In.
Oh, I like that.
That's your best song, you know.
Yeah, I like that.
Imitation.
I think he has to get off the phone, though.
I went to sing.
There you go.
Imagining when the Saints go marching in. Let's see. I've never heard a single marginal.
There you go.
All right. Louis Rivera.
All right.
Imitating the great Louis Armstrong.
He was good.
Satchmo.
And I see the local crowd, doom day, today, day, day. I learned to sing and know that I need it. When I along with the local crowd, the boat that I rode will get no ocean. Boat that I rode get there soon. You got the love and I got the potion. Boat that I rode it gives it to me and you.
Hey,
where'd you get
good.
That song?
Neil Diamond.
Oh, Neil Diamond.
Oh, I don't remember
okay.
that one.
Love
all
on
right,
the
Louis Rivera.
Ain't
live
no
on
surprise.
Yay.
Just pour me a love drop and tell you lies. And I see soon, I just sing the blues all the time. First I say I love you, Lee, I can really need you. I can hardly see you out there, love go to shore. Hey, my name is not Ben, or
then
maybe
I wanna
have
kill
you.
You.
Nothing want to do all day. You got to leave, got to get away.
Oh, no.
Leaving the love drops.
Oh, that's great. That's awesome, Louie.
All right,
yeah.
Love on the Rocks.
That's right.
Louie the Lips version.
It's Love on the Love Drops.
Oh, there you
love
go.
On the Love Drops.
Yeah, we're putting
yeah.
the love in the love drops.
All right, in the sight.
I'm going to save the swab for next week.
Okay.
Well, I had to go to the right bathroom.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be fine.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Lou.
Thank you.
Hey, guys, have a good weekend. And
and
you got my birthday is about four days away.
That's right.
Yeah.
Just a couple hours.
Okay.
Okay.
Suzanne,
I
finally find you and I love you.
Oh, we love you too. You know that a lot. You have a good one, Lou, okay? Wait.
All right. Give me a little Laurel. Can you give me some Laurel Hardy music?
Yes, I can. I'll
I hope.
To hold on. You hope, right?
Play.
The board's acting is funny.
Here we go.
Laurel and Hardy, you said? Okay.
Laurel and Hardy.
What? Okay.
A little music.
Okay, here we go. I don't know.
Inner Sight Live.
Oh, here it comes.
Thank you.
want me to do with it? We're going to start our own ride business. A what? I got this idea from a friend of mine. See, he's an entrepreneur. He said his last name? No, that's not his last name. That's what he is. That's how he made all his money, entrepreneuring. Oh, you mean, in other words, he's a good snorer. He can snore. No. Shut up. He don't snore. Well, how do you know? Do you ever sleep over his home? No, I didn't sleep. Will you get that wheelbarrow? Oh, there's a couple of live ones. Well, I sure hope they're not dead. Pardon me, folks. Would you like a ride in the wheelbarrow, downhill, uphill, and sideways?
What?
What are you, out of your mind? Just step right in and he'll drive. He'll drive. He looks like he can't even walk. How dare you? Well, come on. You give him a break, will you? He's trying out a new business. With the wheelbarrow. I don't know about this, but it would be fun. I'll give you the first. Since you're the first customer, it's free. All right. Help him in, Stanley. Here we go. Look out for that tree. You witty. Free, huh? Well, I'm gonna sue you for every penny you've got. Well, there's only one thing wrong with that.
What?
He hasn't got any money.
He always works.
Wheelbarrow ride. Are you a moron or something or what? Where did you get your brain? Well, he eats a lot of Cracker Jack. Shut up.
He eats a lot of Cracker Jack.
Where's your license to operate a wheelbarrow?
He don't have one.
No, that there license is... Well, come on, where is it? He hasn't got a license. What? Why hasn't he got a license? Because he can't read or write. He's stupid. You boys are in big trouble. I'm going down to the Bureau of License. Well, that won't do you any good. He hasn't got a license. In his sight, a license to operate a wheelbarrow.
I can only see that.
All right. A little crazy fun. And let's see. 8:54, New York, in his sight.
Yep. I'm going to wind down something.
I love that music.
You do, I know.
You can just
really
picture
like
them getting into
on
trouble with,
yeah,
that, with that music.
Me too. Very much so.
All right, in a sight. And let me remind you, our friend Third Eye Insight. Yeah, that's a good place to hang out, and you can... blow off steam.
Oh, I'd love
and
to
learn
blow
how
off
to
steam in a pillow.
Protect yourself.
Oh, there you go.
Third eye insight. Devin Fernandez. It's 631-445-3464. Give him a call. My buddy Devin. Yeah. Let's see. What else we got on Inner Sight? Oh, I forgot all the beautiful children of the world.
Yes.
Corey Foster, Avanti Oquendo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, Go an Extra Mile for a Child, Inner Sight, remind you, and all the children who perished in Texas. And once again, we remind the politicians, get those dogs at the door of the school.
Yeah.
To protect
those dogs
children.
Can learn a lot and help you.
Yeah. And install every school should have by now a metal detector inside the door where people are only allowed to come and go.
Yep.
Dog outside with the trained dog.
Oh, electric
detector
and the bumps, yeah.
To detect weapons and all that.
Yeah.
So go an extra mile for a child and protect them in the school.
That's right.
September's right around the corner.
Sure is.
All right, Inner Sight, hope you had a little crazy fun.
Thank you.
And we did the wheelbarrow skit. Next week we'll do the other one.
Yes, thank you.
What was that other skit I was going to do? You remember? Fighting buzzard.
That's it. I love when she does that. Oh, I love that. Again?
There she is. The biting buzzard.
The biting buzzard.
All right. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled will be around Monday. God willing, and the equipment works.
God willing, yeah.
And the engineer doesn't die or something.
God forbid.
We'll be...
The co-host will be
maybe we could nab your mother-in-law. Let her do the show.
I think you would have.
The old battle axe, not that bad at that.
Yeah. Yeah, I tell you. She really is a battle axe.
All right,
Inner Sight.
And, don't do anything stupid during the week. I mean, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Not that you can
do
anything smart.
I don't do anything stupid, do you? Think
you
I
know.
Do? Nah. I got to get
well,
to the
what was that expression?
Right
don't
one.
Do anything I wouldn't do.
That's a crazier one. You're like,
you
well, what would you do
lot.
So I don't do it?
And we were kids.
I remember
all
that.
All right, we'll be with you Monday. Man of Glad. Thanks for listening. Inner Sight frolics around the world. Goodbye, world.
Inner Sight. Around the world.
Oh, I met a couple of beautiful animals today, a goat, a sheep, a llama,
and
some cool dogs.
Oh, how cool. Good night, everybody.
Inner Sight.
Is out of sight. Here you go.